Reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Hannah Borg. Joining me is Ambra Tenery from the FFA Experience booth, which is new this year. Can you tell me a little bit about this new booth?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to have this new booth this year. We've really combined all of our efforts as an organization into one booth, 7,000 square feet. A lot of lights, a lot of emblems all around, and the whole point is to kind of give an ode to FFA and showcase what we have. So going from the FFA motto, we've got items in each area from jackets on display to officer paraphernalia or officer stations that are 4 feet tall, to famous alumni in history matching game to careers and living to serve options. We really kind of do a smorgasbord of all things FFA.
So when students walk in here, what are they going to see and kind of the experience that they're going to experience?
Yeah, so when students walk in, they either will have their guidebook with them, the convention guidebook, or they'll get one from us. They go to an activity page that is solely for this booth. They have to fill in the blank on 8 questions, and they find all of the answers within the booth. So they're learning new things about FFA. For some of them, it's review. We've heard students talk about as they've gone through, hey, I just learned this in class 2 weeks ago. So this is kind of cool to see this at a different place. So they'll go through the booth, learn, take pictures, and then they share those pictures out through social media, or they just tell us about their experience. And then they're able to get a free FFA t-shirt, which actually is one of a kind, glows in the dark, and they can only get it here.
Can you tell me some of the feedback that you've already received from some of the members coming through?
Yeah, it's really neat to hear how excited they are about the things that they see. We're really kind of surprised, but not surprised to see that, or to hear from them that the jacket displays are what they really are attracted to. Also, the FFA timeline. I think that for a lot of them, they see the timeline in class, but to see it blown up on a 10-foot by 20-foot lit-up wall, it's a little bit different. It means a little bit different to them. And then from an advisor standpoint, we've heard advisors describe it as kind of the museum of FFA, where students can interact, they can read, they can listen. I've heard another advisor describe it as a place that, I actually really like her description. She said, you know, the way that this booth is set up, it reminds me of the future of agriculture. It's very clean. It's very technology-based, but it also holds true to our tradition. And she said, that's what I love so much about this booth. And so we've gotten really positive feedback. We've gotten ideas for next year when we hopefully are able to do this booth again. And so definitely been very positive.
I know something like this doesn't just happen overnight, so can you talk about the process and the team that it took to bring this all together?
Yeah, absolutely. So about at the beginning of the year, we started planning for this booth, and so came together. There are different teams work from the organization that's represented within the booth. So when you look at things from the educational side of things, which is what I do, to the alumni and supporters team, the Living to Serve team, and then also our convention team, all came together to put our thoughts together on what this booth should be. And then from there, we took this and then we worked with an outside company for the design work to make sure that we were displaying it in a really professional, clean, and fun manner as well.
Anything else that you'd like to add on the topic of the FFA Experience booth?
Sure. I think that this is just a great place for teachers and students and supporters alike to see themselves in the booth. If you've been in FFA before or you haven't, it's a place where someone can read history about what they're a part of, or if you've been in it for many years, you can kind of reminisce and think back to when things were that way, or you've seen that older jacket before. And so I think it's a place where everyone can see themselves who've been a part of FFA. And I also think it's really neat because we have the opportunity to feature different students. Matter of fact, one of the students who is just featured on it's an 8x10 board. Her picture, it was taken last year at convention, and I just picked the picture out at random. I just got to meet her 10 minutes ago. She's from Georgia, and was so excited to see herself. Couldn't believe that there was a picture that big of her, and that I think she feels like a big deal at that point. And so that's the neat part, because it all comes down, it's all about students, and it's all about that student advisor experience here at convention.
Ambra Tenery, representing the FFA Experience booth. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.